Bayelsa State Police Commissioner Hafiz Ringham confirmed the attack. He says one of the assailants died following a shootout with security forces. He told VOA the gunman also broke into the finance offices of the China Petroleum Company and stole some money.
There was an attack in the morning. About two, three people kidnapped. It happened 6 in the morning, just barely 4 or 5 hours, were bottled the accounts office. But one militant was killed.
Some 100 hostages, mainly workers in the oil industry, have been kidnapped in the Niger Delta in the past year. Thursday's abduction was the second involving Chinese this month in the restive oil-rich region. 5 Chinese telecom workers seized by unidentified gunmen on January 5th were released last week. Separatist groups fighting for a greater share of Nigeria's oil wealth have stepped up their campaign to cripple the multi-billion dollar industry. Hostages are often released after a few days or weeks in captivity with a payment of ransom. A group of 24 Filipinos abducted last week is still being held. Persistent violence in the Niger Delta has hampered oil production in the region, cutting output by a quarter. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.